Fellow Freedom fans, you're listening to Preservative Talk Radio, brought to you by Freedom Ministries, where we confront the issues of the day on a constitutional basis, a biblical basis, and the basis of right versus wrong. Find out more at PreservativeTalkRadio.com. Now let's go to our pre-recorded broadcast. So yes, it is me on the harmonica, a little ditty there. I enjoyed it. That was fun playing a little blues, and it's the kind of thing we have to do. We have multitasking, multi-purpose, multi-skills, multi-talents, multi-migraines, all kinds of things we do to serve you on what is this Preservative Talk Radio. Broadcasting online all over the place. Have people from China listening. Have people from Russia listening at LWRN.net, and also going to our podcast at PreservativeTalkRadio.net. All over the globe. Very interesting that that's happening. And the broadcast area is in the, you know, South Pittsburgh, and you hear different advertisements from different Jasper, obviously, and Saudi Daisy and Hickson and all those kind of places like that. You guys, what is the issue of the day? I really would like to hear from you. 888-248-2046. I do check the local news. I saw a couple of things going on. Strange things happening where people are charged with strange crimes. We have a serious moral dilemma there, folks. There's a lot of salt and light that needs to happen. There's a little bit of bulldozing that needs to happen in our broadcast area to get a little notion of what's really going to redeem society. You're being attacked from two sides. If you're living a right life, or at least you're in right perspective with your Heavenly Father, you've got folks on one side that are just criminal. They just don't have a bent toward doing anything right. They kill each other. Like this woman and man who killed a guy who was in his 70s, and it turned out, why did they kill him? Because he did something to some young girl that was completely inappropriate, and they were taking vengeance. So he was wicked. They're wicked. And look, it just goes crazy. And then you have those in government who are supposed to be ministers of God for our good, who really are supposed to be instruments of law. They're the servants of law that preserves those things that are right. They are now making war with the free people. Marketing-wise, it seems really good. And they've taught our populace, those who are now 51 years old, who have been taught. I'm 51 years old. And I was taught to think the way the current president of the United States thinks when I was in school. He was in Hawaii. I was in California. That's what we were taught to think. So those of you who are old school and really have been raised in a Christian mindset, Christian world, and maybe some would call conservative, or actually really believe things is true, and then apply it to your life, live a life that's righteous and actually reap the benefits, you're looked as a nut. You're now growing to become, the perspective is that you're actually an enemy of the state. You're an enemy of the people. It's very, very much starting to lean toward the pandemic of dementia that you see in China and Russia, Soviet Union, communist countries, North Korea. We're there by degree as a nation. That's the ultimate result of the current wave. That's, you look at North Korea, that's where that goes. So what are the issues in our broadcast area? That's why we have a toll-free number, 888-248-2046. Those of you who haven't called before, you know, offer something. See what happens. Almost like I like to have people call me and then challenge some of the things I say and try to knock me off balance. That's a lot of fun. You may do it. You may pull it off. Had a guy when we were broadcasting in Florida. His name was Mark. I called him Mark the Marxist. Mark would call. Initially, he would just jam. He would just speak. I'd have to. In fact, I did finally start playing conjunction, junction, what's your function, in the background, in the middle of Mark's monologue. Sometimes I just let him go on. There was one time I let him go on for over 4 minutes where he would turn it into a question. And then before he got to that question mark, he would turn it into a declaration, declaratory statement, but it did not have a period. It would have an and, or, nor, but, whatever. Conjunction, junction, what's your function? He was adding these words, commas, and things that would extend a phrase perpetually. And so I would play, I'd turn on conjunction, junction, what's your function in the background. It was really funny. And I really wasn't trying to be disrespectful. It's just one of those things that if somebody's going to do that, you know, they're kind of opening them up for fair play there. So some of his activist buddies told him later that I was playing conjunction, junction in the back, what's your function in the background, while he was continuing. And I ended up, after about 4.5 minute monologue of his question / statement, finally got to it. He finally said, and I want to hear what you have to say. And that's how he closed it. And I could actually find something to talk about. Well, I'd like you to give me a call. And I would like to drive the discussion around that. What I'm going to do tomorrow, because today was this gun thing, and I really didn't touch on the gun thing. A little comic relief for you to not go into the heady stuff as much. But tomorrow what I'm going to do is I'm going to make another review of what's happening in the Tennessee legislature to find out what you need to know about, because most likely nobody's really telling you. If it doesn't show up in the news, you don't know about it. Often when it shows up in the news, you're not really sure what the actual point is. So, here we are. List of executive actions Obama plans to take as part of anti-gun violence. Issue a presidential memorandum to require federal agencies to make relevant data available to federal background check system. So he has the power over the executive offices in one respect. If he writes a memorandum to the head of the federal agencies, then the head of the federal agencies, should they, in the discretion that they have, would like to apply that idea, then they will make relevant data available to the federal background check system. The problem is here, danger, 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 who defines relevant data? Here's a number two. Address unnecessary legal barriers. Now, there's a danger right there. It's a legal barrier. Is it possible that that barrier is there and it's legal for a really good lawful purpose? Is that hint at undermining? I don't care if it is legal. I don't care if it is very lawful and actually the right thing. To me, it's unnecessary. Who defines unnecessary? Question. And again, that's what I do here. I will tell you, if you undermine the authority and boundary structure, you're going to bring Hades right in the midst of this whole thing. It may seem morally imperative at the time. Ultimately, it's going to be destructive. Abandoning the long-term necessary right things for near-term expedient things to gratify your near-term whims, not considering the long-term consequences. And it's not about consequences, not about what's stronger, neat thing over here compared to the neat thing over there. Which side should we choose? Do the right thing, the just thing, and do the lawful thing. Allow the law to guide you, not your whimsical preferences. Address unnecessary legal barriers, particularly relating to the Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act. That's HIPAA. Address unnecessary privacy regulations. That's what it is. HIPAA is a privacy act with regard to health institutions. But look what the name of it is. Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act. In other words, since they have delved in providing health benefits, if you're on Medicaid, then HIPAA applies to you. And if somebody's taking federal money, HIPAA applies to them. However, it's very possible that somebody like me who is not tapping into that benefit program could technically avoid or evade the HIPAA regulations because I'm not part of that program. I don't get the benefit of HIPAA. Address unnecessary legal barriers, particularly relating to HIPAA, that may prevent states from making information available to the background check system. Now, how are you going to do that? Address unnecessary barriers as an executive? Well, it actually has an act of Congress that needs to be weighing in on that. Improve incentive for states to share information with background check system. That's an important statement, and I'm going to give you a little history here. The other day, I quoted something from the United States Supreme Court that said, Congress may not compel states to enact any legislation or to implement or administer any federal program. Let's hear it again. Congress shall not, cannot, may not compel states, have no authority, no power to compel to make a state obey any act of Congress, any act of Congress, any act of Congress, or institute any federal program, any federal program. They have no authority. Doesn't matter what Congress does. So look what they have here. Improve incentives for states to share information with the background check system, the Brady Bill. That's where this thing came up. In New York versus United States, that was a case that was cited by Prince and Mack versus United States over the Brady Bill, where they were telling a officer, a sheriff, or a principal, or leading law enforcement officer, there's a term they use, I can't remember what it was, but effectively the principal, the head law enforcement officer in a county or state, wherever, that they had to do certain things. Well, these guys said, wait a minute, you're Congress. You have no authority over me. So I'm going to ignore this requirement. So look what they do. They improve incentives. So in the olden days, remember the 55-mile-an-hour speed limit nationwide? That's not a law. It was not something that Congress had the power to do. It was, if you would like federal dollars, we're going to, with the power of the sword that we have, take money from people that happen to live in your state. And other states, by the way. We'll get money from people in a separate state. And we'll give that money to you, a state, for your roads, if you will lower the speed limit to 55. And then sometimes you'll hear somebody say, that's an unfunded mandate. Congress is giving an unfunded mandate. They don't have any power to give a mandate. So again, if you ever hear that term coming from a legislator's mouth about an unfunded mandate, I don't encourage you to slap them, though you may feel like doing it. Just take note that you're being deceived either deliberately by this person or they are ignorant of reality. Congress has no power to cause your state person, your senator, your delegate to the General Assembly to pass any legislation at all. So that's where this big thing came up with the healthcare thing, where there was a deadline. You've got a deadline till this date. You have to do the following thing. And Tennessee, fortunately for Tennessee, skipped the deadline. I think you had some people that didn't fold. So Tennessee is going to have to figure out what Tennessee wants to do about healthcare or not about healthcare. Tennessee has that prerogative and I think responsibility to take care of their own house and do it responsibly. Okay, that's about the end of our show. This is going to be on the list of things to talk about for the next several weeks, so I don't need to go through everything on this list. I've went through the top three here. And, of course, you can call me during the workday even at 888-248-2046. If there's something you'd like to talk about, something that you want brought up on the radio, just don't feel like talking about it at the time yourself, anything like that. If you think I said something goofy about the Bible, or you'd like to challenge me on it, I encourage you to call 888-248-2046. I'm David Allen Carmichael. This is my Faith and Freedom Show. Again, I call it Preservative Talk Radio. I encourage you to go to preservativetalkradio.com. Link there to those podcasts, preservativetalkradio.net. Stay tuned, lwrn.net online to tune in anytime you like.